Let's read together Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. In these verses, we have a prayer for unity that Paul prays on behalf of the Philippian believers. Because this is scripture, it is a model prayer for us to follow. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Let's start with some background notes to help us better understand the setting for this prayer. Remember, Philippians is one of the letters that Paul wrote from his first Roman imprisonment. He was under house arrest, as we read in Acts chapter 28, verses 30 and 31. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Now that doesn't sound like a Roman imprisonment, does it? Well, it actually is. It's a house arrest. If you go back to verse 16, we read there, Acts 28, verse 16, "Now when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him." So it is a Roman imprisonment. It's a house arrest. Although Paul was chained to a Roman guard, he was free to have visitors. He could preach and teach there in his rented quarters. And he could write letters. Praise the Lord. From this imprisoned situation, Paul wrote 4 books of Scripture, the 4 so-called prison epistles, Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon, and this epistle to the Philippians. Remember that the occasion of the Philippian epistle was that a man by the name of Epaphroditus had come from Philippi to Rome to seek out the Apostle Paul. He brought Paul a gift from the church at Philippi, as well as he told him of the conditions of the church at Philippi, how the church at Philippi was doing. Epaphroditus must have shared the fact that there was some disunity in the church at Philippi, because throughout this letter, Paul urges the Philippians to strive for unity. We know the problem causing the disunity was not some major doctrinal problem. Otherwise, Paul would have spelled it out in no uncertain terms. The letter to the Philippians is, for the most part, a very happy and joyful letter, full of rejoicing. So the problem causing disunity at Philippi was not a major theological error. Maybe they could not agree on what translation of the Bible to use, the King James Version or the NIV. Well, we know that wasn't the problem because these translations were yet hundreds of years in the future. Maybe they couldn't agree on what hymn book to use. We don't know exactly what the problem was. In any case, although the problem was minor, Paul knew that if the Philippians did not come to unity, this minor rift could become a major split. Well, it's against this background, then, that Paul prays for the Philippians in these verses before us to come to unity. Now, I think we can break this prayer down into 4 requests. And let's make these 4 requests our doctrinal points or teaching points for this section. You can be sure that if you pray these 4 prayer requests, God will answer, because all 4 of these requests are within the will of God. God answers prayer requests that are in His will. And here we have 4 prayer requests that you can be sure are in the will of God. So doctrinal point number 1, prayer for love that is knowledgeable and discerning is in the will of God. Prayer for love that is knowledgeable and discerning is in the will of God. Verse 9, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment." The word that's used for love here is agape. You've heard that before. Agape love is not an if-type love. I love you if you see it my way. Agape love is not a because-of-type love. I love you because you agree with me. No, agape love is an in spite of type love. I love you in spite of the fact that you don't see it my way, that you don't agree with me. That's the kind of love Paul wanted the Philippians to show to one another in spite of their differences. That's the kind of love God wants us to show to one another in spite of our differences of opinion in minor matters. Now notice that this love is to be in knowledge and all discernment. It's not a blind sentimental love that just sweeps all problems under the rug. No. The idea here is that we can really love one another in Christ in spite of our different opinions concerning the music program in the church or the youth program or the hymn books, etc., etc., minor things. We can rise above our petty feelings and see the big picture of what God wants to do here in this fellowship. That's love with knowledge and discernment. It's a love that has depth of insight and moral perception. Can we have that kind of love here in this church? Prayer for love that is knowledgeable and discerning is in the will of God. Doctrinal point number two, prayer for wisdom to make the best choices is in the will of God. Prayer for wisdom to make the best choices is in the will of God. Beginning of verse 10, that you may approve the things that are excellent. Paul is praying that their sensitivity to what really counts will be increased. He wants the Philippians to increase in wisdom so that they not only make good choices, but the best choices. Approve what is excellent. The Lord wants us to do the same. You know, sometimes a good choice is the enemy of the best choice. You young people here today, by that I mean everybody under 40, okay? Sorry, Dave, you can't get in on this now. Well, let's say 40 and under, all right? But younger couples here and so forth, you have a lot of decisions to make in life that will yet determine the course of your lives. Do you want to make just good choices, or do you want to make the best choices? Pray for wisdom to make the best choices. You can be sure that prayer is in the will of God, and God will answer. Here in this church, ongoing decisions must be made. Do we want to make just good choices or the best choices? Let's pray that the spiritual leaders, the elders of this church, make the best choices for the unity and growth of this fellowship. Even though what we want may be a good choice, let's pray for wisdom to make the best choices. Prayer for wisdom to make the best choices is in the will of God. Doctrinal point number three, prayer for character that is sincere and blameless is in the will of God. Prayer for character that is sincere and blameless is in the will of God. The end of verse 10. That you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. The word sincere here comes from a Greek word combining sunlight and judgment. How did that come about anyway? Well, in the first century, buyers of pottery, if they wanted to check out the purity of what they were buying, they held the piece of pottery up to the sunlight to see how pure it was. Sometimes the seller would fill the little cracks with wax, but that impurity would show up when held up to the sunlight. In the same way, Paul was praying that the character of the Philippians would be pure. No hidden cracks, no hidden agendas. Sincere and blameless. The blameless here does not mean sinless, but blameless as to motives. No hidden motives that would stumble other believers. That's the kind of character God wanted to see in the Philippians. That's the kind of character God wants to see in us. No hidden agendas or hidden motives. All the way until he returns, you see, till the day of Christ. All the way through. Why do you want to get on a certain ministry committee? Is it really for the good of everyone? Or is it to control and promote your own ideas? Is there a hidden agenda? Let's pray for character that is sincere and blameless. Prayer for character that is sincere and blameless is in the will of God. Doctrinal point number 4, prayer for life that is filled with the fruit of righteousness is in the will of God. Prayer for life that is filled with the fruit of righteousness is in the will of God. Verse 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. The fruit of righteousness is the fruit that righteousness produces. It's the fruit of the Spirit of Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You have that fruit of the Spirit in your life? That's the fruit of righteousness. Notice that from Philippians 1:11 here, that it is by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. We can't generate this fruit ourselves. Remember, the Lord Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. How many here would like to have lives filled with the fruit of righteousness? Great to see all those hands. Well, expect some pruning then. Remember what the Lord Jesus said, John 15, 1 and 2? I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Pruning is painful, but you voted for it. You raised your hand. Expect some discipline, possibly, in your life. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11. Now no chastening or discipline seems to be joyful for the moment, but grievous or sorrowful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Discipline is not pleasant, but again, you asked for it, you raised your hand. But don't fear, it's a good request, because prayer for life that is filled with the fruit of righteousness is in the will of God. Now, what about practical application? Let's pray more Philippian 1 type prayers for ourselves and for one another. Let's pray more Philippian 1 type prayers for ourselves and for one another. What better application could we make from this prayer for unity? When was the last time that you made this kind of prayer for yourself or for your family or for your fellow believers? A Philippian 1 type prayer. Normally, we all pray for things like good health and jobs and travel and studies and safety and relationships. All of these are good prayer requests. But we need to pray for love that is knowledgeable and discerning. We need to pray for wisdom to make the best choices. We need to pray for character that is sincere and blameless. We need to pray for lives that are filled with the fruit of righteousness. Let's pray more Philippian 1 type prayers for ourselves and for one another.